seven by seven. And Shannon, will you take the roll, please?
Commissioner Stanger?
Here.
Commissioner Bull?
Here.
Commissioner Silva?
Here.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Here.
Commissioner Fisher?
Here.
Commissioner Rousey?
Here.
Commissioner Jensen?
Here.
We have a call. Thank you.
Thank you. And now is the time we have set aside for comments from citizens. And do we have a sign-in sheet?
We do. No one's on.
No one wanted. Okay. So we'll move on to the approval of minutes from October 28th, if everyone had a chance to go over them. I'll entertain a motion.
Question.
Commissioner Jensen.
Didn't we have to extend the meeting? It's on there.
Is it on there?
Yeah, page 4 of 5, halfway down. Oh, okay.
Yes.
There it is. Okay.
Any other questions, comments, or issues, or can we approve the minutes?
I would like to move approval.
Thank you. Motion made by Commissioner Ball to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Rousey. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Thank you. All right.
You don't have to reopen it.
I don't. Okay.
No.
All right, so we're here to make a motion for findings of facts and conclusions.
No, we're here to continue discussion.
No. Actually,
motion and then discussion.
No. I mean, yeah, if somebody's ready to make a motion, and no, we're not here to continue the discussion. We're always here to make a motion. So if somebody has a comment or a question or discussion topic they'd like to bring up, go ahead. Otherwise, Commissioner Jensen.
We have some topics.
Commissioner Jensen, go ahead.
Okay. Basically, I want to start with, and maybe Shannon can help me a little bit. Obviously, this particular thing we're dealing with, this comp plan amendment, the whole document.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We're not having to do it under a quasi-judicial mechanism.
That's correct.
Where some other things that can come up can potentially be quasi-judicial, correct?
That is correct, eventually during the development. Right now.
And to help me understand the difference, when something that we might deal with, whatever that something is quasi-judicial, we're more like judges and looking at what's being presented or asked or requested, typically like the rezone, and then looking through all the legal stuff and does it meet this, does it meet that, and as or more as judges, if we find it all is correct, even if we don't like it, a phrase that was said last meeting, we might have to hold our nose and vote in favor, you know, rule in favor, because it's quasi-judicial, and that's just the way those processes work. Do I understand that correct?
That is correct. In this, you are functioning as a recommendation or recommending body to the council.
Right.
So it's your determination how well it fits the criteria.
Right. But it's also, is it not that there's some more element of subjectivity to this, especially the comp plan change?
Yes.
That's the part I wanted to kind of discuss is when Commissioner Rousey last time talked about having to hold her nose and vote, this is a comp plan change. We don't have to hold our nose because it can be subjective. If there's other things, I think we had this checklist that said, okay, if you want to change the comp plan, you got to, it's got to do this and this and this and this and this. Mm-hmm. Everybody misses the first line of that, which is, if you want to change the comp plan. I was looking up different elements, trying to figure out how this process actually works. And I know part of it is the city council making decisions too, mm-hmm. but before you even get to that checklist, mm-hmm. a decision has to be made. Do we want this? Does the city want this? Do the citizens want this? If the answer is yes, it's something that is desired, then we go to that checklist, and if everything matches up, yeah, you find in favor, or you recommend, or approve, or whatever. But if that initial question is, no, this isn't necessarily something the city may want, we can say no, we're not even worried about that checklist. And that's why, in the case of a comp plan change, you should never have to hold your nose. If it's something that doesn't fit the desires of the city, of the citizens, it shouldn't happen. But for those that feel like you have to go down that checklist, there's one element that was overlooked or not included in all the data that was presented. The comp plan, parks, recreation, and open space. And there's a number of paragraphs in here. Let's see, I had it found last week on the computer, now I gotta find it again. And so it talks about, you know, talking to residents, getting their idea. Developing a comprehensive plan necessarily involves asking residents about vision and values. And as the process to update Monroe's plan progressed, participants repeatedly noted the city's parks. Residents were especially interested in preserving open spaces that link Monroe to its natural set. I gotta find that one. Okay, so Washington State's Growth Management Act requires cities to consider as part of the development of their comprehensive plan the goal to retain open space, enhance recreation opportunities, conserve fish and wildlife, increase access to natural resources, and develop parks and recreation facilities. So, part of what I'm finding forecast conditions. So looking at forecast conditions of section 5. The analysis shows that the city of Monroe has a deficit of parkland, approximately 14 acres. This means that in order to satisfy the total 2035 demand, the city will need to develop all available parkland it owns that is available for development, 35.4 acres, and acquire and develop an additional 14.92 acres for a total new developed parkland of 50.32 acres. Yes, it's easy to go out to the fringes of the city and the UGA and find land for parks. It is impossible, or nearly impossible, to find it within city limits and certainly close to downtown. Obviously this is a plot of land that currently the city doesn't own, but the city should be looking to acquire such land because that's what our comp plan says the city should be doing. To meet its parkland needs, the city should consider acquisition or joint school development opportunities. That's in the comp plan. And none of that is mentioned in all the other stuff we see. So this section alone has a number of issues that to me, one, if you feel like this is something the city wants to do, this section has a lot of conflicting elements to the request. So from the subjective side, I don't agree with this change, this request, because it's not what the city needs, it's not what the citizens want. It's not the feel of this town. It's our town, it's not some bureaucratic entity that you just have to do everything as a rubber stamp. But if you feel like you have to, and we got to go through that checklist, Chapter 7 of the comp plan, to me, has enough elements blocking the change that I feel it should be recommended as a deny. Thank you.
Any other comments? I'm glad we're ready to make a motion.
Everyone's ready to make a motion.
Excellent. I move we direct staff to draft findings of fact and conclusions of law recommending that the Monroe City Council approve the proposed amendments CPA 2018-A and CPA 2018-B and deny the proposed amendment 2018-01 to the 2015-2035 comprehensive plan included in the 2018-2019 amendment cycle.
Thank you. Can you tell me which letter that was?
That was number
C?
3, C, depending on where you're going.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, a motion made by Commissioner Rumsey and seconded by Commissioner Jensen?
Yes.
Yes. Any discussion? Oh, well, it's hard without the lights. I don't know. Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay. Opposed. Nay.
I'm opposed.
I am also opposed. So, motion carries 4-3.
Or
fails.
Yeah. Motion. Who denied?
Yeah, that motion failed.
I heard 1, 2, 3, 4 ayes.
Yeah, yeah. Raise a hand for ayes. Mm-hmm.
Sure, raise a hand for ayes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So motion carries. Okay, 4-3.
Got it. If I may, Chair Kettle, the next one would be the main motion. You have them in the back of your findings. I know. I can hand these to you if you just want to shuffle here.
All right, so. I don't know what's next, Shannon, sorry.
Oh, no. Someone should make a motion on the actual recommendation to council. There's a finding of facts, I hope, in your packet. And there should be, and if you didn't get those, I'm going to lend these out.
So. I don't know, I only have this one.
Oh, did you see or did you last
week? I did.
Yeah,
she read this one. That was it.
Oh, wait, okay, yeah, I'm so sorry.
Okay,
that's
it. Which one
we have,
So the motion was to direct staff to draft the findings. So these would be the ones after that, without adopting them.
You want her to read it again?
Now we're moving on to this motion, which it adopts, because we hadn't finished the last one.
This one here?
Got it. Yeah. Or which, it's on the agenda bill, there.
Got it. I only have one. So, yeah, go ahead. Do you want to make another motion, Commissioner?
I'll do another motion.
Okay.
Yeah. I move that the Planning Commission adopt these findings of fact and conclusions of law, authorize the Planning Commission Chair to sign the findings on behalf of the Commission, and recommend that the Monroe City Council approve the proposed amendments CPA 2018-A and CPA 2018-B. And deny the proposed amendment Motion made by Commissioner Rousey.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Jensen. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Aye.
Nay.
Nay.
Motion carries 4-3. You're saying yes, you're opposed. Yes, you're.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have the name.
So. Exactly. All right. So I can close the public hearing. Is that correct now? Because we went off script.
The public hearing is already closed. You're,
okay,
you're good.
Closed. All right.
Yeah.
So we will move on to, nope, that was old business.
Yeah.
So we have new business, none, mm-hmm. and discussion by commissioners and staff. Correct. All right. We'll start with you, Shannon, as always.
The only thing that I believe that's new that has been kind of setting the department's kind of a buzz with it. The East Monroe site, the grading permits had expired and been closed based on an extension that was granted, and they resubmitted for their grading permits, so electronically. So we're waiting for a fee. We technically have not taken those in yet, but that is something we just received. And of course, they have the docket proposal as well for the current year's docket. About wanting to reclassify the property to mixed use and rezone to mixed use general. But that will be in front of you soon enough to discuss, most likely. But the but yeah, we did receive additional grading applications, even though the previous ones expired.
That thing started like last December?
It was August of 2017.
Oh, the grading permits?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was later.
Yeah,
so, when it expired, did they lose their fee they paid?
Yes. Yeah. So.
Okay. Anything else?
Nothing major at this point, yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Stanger?
I don't have anything.
Commissioner Ball?
Just a question. Just
sure.
A question for the majority. So, rather than rezone this to a zone that is very similar to the current zoning, it's surrounded by multifamily. You would prefer that it stay institutional. Is that basically
institutional or open?
Well, they're not asking to zone it to open, and nobody's expressed an interest in buying it for a park. The city has never expressed an interest. All of their schools and parks are going north where all the major growth is. So you're basically saying you want it to stay institutional. True.
For now.
Yes.
For now.
And there are two zones. There's one zone on the north side of it, one zone on the south side of it. There's multifamily, but there's also single family residents.
Well, I mean, the map, it's, you know, it's basically surrounded by multifamily.
And you did this
right.
As an surrounded by single family.
Well, it's both.
Yes.
No, I have
it is both.
Yeah, and it's kind of something.
Yeah, it's not just single family, it's just
more. One side is single family, and at least two sides are multi family. So.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
I mean, I have my 200 glasses on, I can see the map.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Anything else? Commissioner Silva?
No.
Commissioner Jensen? Commissioner Rousey?
Thank you for coming in tonight. I realize that was a holiday and I appreciate your
thank you guys for coming in here.
We can catch up on our other committees next time.
When's our next meeting? Is it normal or is there a holiday?
Normal.
Just before Thanksgiving.
Normal, yes. I have nothing except for we have three new businesses that opened in downtown this week. So visit and support downtown business. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you. Motion made by Commissioner Jensen and seconded by Commissioner Rousey. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, 7-0. Kelsey? All right, Tracy, let me know. Or is it waiting for it? It's still waiting.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you, have a great night.
You're welcome.
Chair Kevin, if you give me a couple minutes, I can have those.